Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro Tuesday announced his selection to fill the county's newly created position of Deputy Commissioner for Special Needs. Tony Marie Sharfella will become the county's first Deputy Commissioner for Special Needs, a position believed to be the first of its kind for New York State.
Our goal was to create a high-level management position in Dutchess County government, with the goal of evaluating, planning, and initiating, along with coordinating and monitoring the wide range of programs for individuals of every ability. The concept was to take what was merely a challenge to think differently and instill within county government a desire to act differently.
County Executive Molinaro made the announcement at the Ark of Dutchess LaGrange Vocational Center. In 2015, Molinaro launched his Think Differently initiative, which seeks to change the way individuals, businesses, organizations, and communities relate to neighbors with special needs. Sharfella was among nearly 60 applicants for the position. She says in addition to advocating for people with special needs and their families, she has two other goals.
I have an interest in transition planning. I think we could do a better job of working them through K through 12 into adult services, something I had worked on during my time at Taconic DDSO. So I'll be reaching out to the school districts and making some good connections there, I hope, and collaborations to really improve that. And then I think the third thing that I'm really interested in doing is really creating a bigger social network for the individuals with special needs. So they have more social opportunities, more variety, the same variety that you and I enjoy. So that they have, if Tuesday night's not good, there's something going on Thursday night. So it's not just like, oh, we miss it this week, we have to wait to next week.
Sharfella most recently served as director for field education for the Bachelor of Social Work program at Marist College. She is earning her Ph.D. from the School of Social Welfare at the University at Albany. In 1989, she began a tenure that spanned more than 20 years with the New York State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, or Taconic DDSO. Dutchess County resident Michael Rayo says he's looking forward to great things from the new deputy commissioner and has a particular request.
Well, like some new programs for the special needs kids that are in school and more programs like the here at the Ark of Dutchess, and that's why we want to see it. And I hope she could be better. She could be great.
Again, Molinaro.
It's important, really, to benchmark. Where are we in the provision of service? Where are we when it comes to creating a seamless network between county government, state government, and service providers? So the first goal is really to benchmark where we are, and Tony will do that. And then from that, create a series of expectations. But the overall goal is to increase the quality of life for individuals regardless of ability. And there will be ways that we'll measure that success. But most notably and most importantly, the way that we will be successful is if families, regardless of where they live in Dutchess County, feel that they have a single point of contact.
Chris McEwen is executive director of the Ark of Dutchess.
And so when you have a county exec that's willing to put it out there to the rest of the community that it's time for all of us to think differently, it's kind of exciting because it allows the community to get behind it. And for years and years now, we have, as providers, been talking about integrating the people we support into the community. And the reality is, they're already there.
Molinaro's inspiration for Think Differently is his now 12-year-old daughter.
Like my daughter and so many others who struggle every day with some challenge, that through our efforts to think differently, we will see everyone, we will see every individual for the beautiful soul, the amazing mind, and the limitless capacity they have within each of them, and that we create a community that supports, assists, and respects our neighbors, regardless of ability.
The position, announced during Molinaro's 2016 State of the County address, is funded through the Department of Community and Family Services, is housed in the Department of Behavioral and Community Health, and reports directly to the county executive. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.